Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel. We're starting the last two lines of Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Elav Yochanan, my Ikkel Meimon. It's true that we got to the top of the Amid. Yeah. We're in the middle of the sugya. What's the sugya all about? Do you recall that we started off our new parak a couple of days ago, where the Mishnah began? Kol Azvachim Shinis Aru B'Chatoyis Ameisoyis B'Shoran Anisko Fil Achas B'Riboy. 1 out of 10,000 Yamusu Kulan. So we have over here 10,000 Kurbanas, 10,000 Oilois, 10,000 Shlomim. One lousy Sharanisko crept into the corral, and we cannot distinguish between one and the other. If we could distinguish, there wouldn't be a problem. They all look alike. So what do we do now? It says that all 10,000 have to go to Misa. Hey, that's not so good. So we're trying to figure out, who is the mandiyomer that would hold that in such a situation, we don't just say that it's bottle, beroy, bemeya, be'elef, 10,000. 10,000, of course, is lav dafka, even a million. Doesn't become bottle. Why doesn't it become bottle? So you'll recall we had a machloikis yesterday. First we start off the machloikis between Remeir and the Rabbanon. And then in Remeir himself, we had a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What was the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish according to Reb Meir? Reb Meir is the one that said, well, let's go back first to Rabbanan. Rabbanan is very simple. Rabbanan says that there are only six food items altogether which are so invincible that they never become bottle. All those six items, Egozi Ferech, Rimoy de Badon, etc. Rabbi Kiva added one more, Kikr Shabalabayis. But these are the only six or seven items that do not become bottle ever. Everything else is susceptible to bittul. Reb Meir said, no, it really depends. There's a much broader category of things which do not become bittul. What is that broad category? So we have machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to the breadth of what Reb Meir was talking about. According to Rabbi Yochanan, es shedarka limnoi shenino. That means es shedarka limnoi, those types of things where everybody exclusively only counts them and nobody goes and throws in a freebie, and they're very, very meticulous and particular when they are selling items, that they sell it by the number. There's nobody in the world that does it otherwise. So we gave an example, for instance, of diamonds, where if you're buying a diamond, if you're buying two or three or four, you'll never have that the soicher says, okay, well, since you're taking three or four out, I'll throw in one more. It doesn't work that way. These are things which are carefully counted, and everybody makes sure exactly what the values are, and blah, blah, blah. So these are the types of things that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, would never, ever become bottled. Eshedar koi limnais. And Reish Lakish and the other one said, no, you don't have to be so exclusive. Even things which generally people go and sell by the number, but from time to time, people might even go and sell it by the weight or by the lot. And one of those things happens to be, for instance, animals. And everybody agrees that animals are sold that way, that although 90% of the time, 80% of the time, when you buy animals, you go and buy 5 animals, 6, 10, 12, you have a specific number in mind. However, Rashi says sometimes people are moichin ho'eder biyachad. They sell a whole corral at one time. How many in the corral? I don't really know. There might be 50, might be 49, might be 52, whatever. Whatever the corral that they give you, $5,000. So therefore, there's some people that don't have that strict hakpada, and they're willing to go and add or subtract, and makes no difference. Nevertheless, says Reish Lakish, that too is something which it does not become bottle because it's a dover choshev. Even though it's not 100%, it's only 90%, 80%, but nevertheless it's enough to be a dover choshev, not to become bottle. So the Gemara said at the tail end of yesterday's Gemara, so when it says in our Mishnah that if this Shor HaNiskel doesn't become bottle in the other 10,000, Hanichel Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, I understand, because Reish Lakish says that anything that, while most of the people are careful only to go and sell by number, but there is a significant minority, 5%, 10%, 20%, that will at times go and sell it even not by the specific number, that also is a dover choshev that does not become bottle. Okay, so Arshur and Niskel is one of those species. It's an animal where Bederach Klal, people, although they attack a particular, I want to buy one animal, five animals, etc. But since there are some that say, take the whole package deal of 20, 50, 100, whatever it is, take it all at once. So you see that there is a minority opinion that holds that every animal is choshev, even though they are sold sometimes in a package. Oh, that's why in our Mishnah it says it does not become bottled, even one in 10,000. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan says that only those which are every single time that people are always very, very careful, like by diamonds and but a thing like a behemoth. No, it's not that choshev. If it's not that choshev, then it should become bottled. So why do I say that all 10,000 animals have to go lemisa? I don't want you to go and say that that one animal becomes bottled in the 10,000. And because of that, Rabbi Papa said, the Tana of our Mishnah is not Reb Meir. Whether you're talking about Reish Lakish's interpretation or Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation, but rather the Mandi Yomar, the Tana of our Mishnah is the Tana of Litra Ketziyos. And that's where we left off yesterday. What exactly is Litra Ketziyos? So let's say the Gemara Omer, Papa Hay Tana Litra Ketziyos, who the Omer? Called over Shiesh by Minyan, Afil Bidrabonon Loi Bottle. What means called over Shiesh by Minyan? So Rashi says, Koshadar Kalimnois Klal. Klal means that there are at least some people that are Mona. The word Klal doesn't mean as a general rule, but here Klal means anybody, that somebody goes and buys and sells this Bimian, even though the vast majority of people do not sell Bimian. And Rashi gave an example based on the Mishnah, the Braisa that we're going to learn momentarily, that you have something known as Ketziyos. What are Ketziyos? Rashi says these are Te'enim Yeveshois. Te'enim Yeveshois, of course, are dried out figs. How do people buy and sell dried out figs? You go to the store, you say, I want to have 20 dried out figs, 50 dried out figs, and the mocher says, I'm sorry, sir, I don't sell it by number, I sell it by the unit, by the cake. And he takes off the shelf a cake of figs in a nice plastic and cellophane. How many are there? I don't know. I said, look at the table of contents, look at the ingredients. Maybe it's 20, maybe it's 50, maybe it's 45. Doesn't make a difference. It's one large cake of figs, tishmeted together, squeezed together, and that's how you buy it. Aha. Okay. So now the question is, what does that have to do with Hagemara? So Rashi says, Pa'amim shemoinim halitrois levad lemoichram b'minyan. Every once in a while, there's a person who is slightly different than everybody else, and he says to the mocher, I'm not interested in a cake of figs, I'm interested in individual figs, I'm making a party, I have to be able to spread it out nicely on the table, please, go and sell me 20 of them, 50 of them, but don't sell me cakes. So this is not the normal way of Mekach HaMemkar, but there are people like that. Says a Mandiyomer, which we'll see shortly which Mandiyomer that is. That's fine. As long as there are people in the world that do want to go and get it the minyan, even though most of the people don't, they just go and buy this pressed cake of figs, that's enough to give it chashivas, and it doesn't become bottle. You really, who is that Mandiyomer? Talk to Imar. This man, the Amr, holds a filled with drabbanon like bottle, even by dinim drabbanon. Why dinim drabbanon? Says Rashi, because we're talking about lemoshel figs, which are a suffix, whether they're truma or not, as we'll see shortly. The truma that you go and give from Te'enim is not the Araisa. Why not? Because Menatoyra, the only truma that you give is from
Dogan Tirosh and Yitzhar.
Dogan Tirosh V'Yitzhar. Dogan is grain, Tirosh is wine, and Yitzhar is shemen, is oil. So you're talking about grains like chitu sa'ira, and then you have, in addition to that, wine, which of course is made from grapes, and oil, which is made from olives. So those are min ha'toira. Anything else is midraban. At least that's what Rashi holds. There are others that disagree with Rashi, but this is Rashi's view throughout Shas. And so therefore, if you're talking about te'enim, by definition, although it's one of the sheva minim shibshtabcha ben Eretz Yisrael, yes, but there's no din of truma min hatoira, there's a din of truma midraban. So we're talking about ktsiyas to einem, it's midrabanan. And nevertheless, what does our Gemara tell us? That there is a mandiyama that holds. But even though normally most people go and buy a cake of figs, since there are people that go and buy it b'minyan, that's enough to give it a chashivus, and that's why it does not become bottle. Okay, so who is this mandiyama? The Sanya. We have a braisa, and the braisa tells us about litra ktsiyos, which is what we're talking about. Litra is a weight of a litra, whether that is the same as our litter or not. There are contemporary views exactly what a litra is, but it's a weight of ketzias of these dried out figs. And what does it say? Litra ketzias dorsa al pi igel, ve'enu yodea be'eze igel dorsa. Al pi chovies, ve'enu yodea be'eze chovies dorsa. Al pi kaveres, ve'enu yodea be'eze kaveres dorsa. Oh, machloikis Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. Now what, Gzuntait, what exactly are these three cases that we're talking about? An igel and a chovies and a kaveres are three sizes of containers. Yes, it's true that a kaveres is a binenstock, that's a beehive, but generally the Mefarshim say we're talking about a container that has the dimensions and the construction like that of a beehive. Anyway, we have here three containers, one called an eagle, one called a chavius, one called a kavers. Each one of these containers, like any container, has depth to it, and you can put things inside the container. We're talking about these three containers are full of pressed te'enim yeveshois, these types of dried out figs. However, on the very, very top of the container, as you open it at the opening, the pi, hachovius of the pi, hakaveris, etc., you have on top a whole cake of figs, which we know were truma to be given to the kohen, or maybe they were already given to the kohen. And somehow or other, they landed up at the top of one of these three containers, the eagle, the chavius, or the kaveres.
Which is the biggest, which is the smallest?
It doesn't say. I'm assuming that we're going from small to big, but I don't know if it makes a difference. Anyway, so what happens now? I know for sure that these ketzias are at the top of the barrel. However, I have over here in front of me 10 or 20 or 30 barrels. When I say barrel, that's in terms of chavius, any one of these three containers. So I know that there is deposited at the top a whole section of Trumas Ketzias. And I know for a fact that they're only at the top, they're not settled down in the bottom. However, I cannot identify which container is one that contains that Truma among all the containers. You have 20 of them, you have 50 of them. It's a question, I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, lighter than the dates, so it figures.
Lighter than the dates?
Yeah, figs are lighter than dates.
Ah, okay, good. That's why it figures. Okay, I think very good. Fine. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now. So there's no question that the figs at the top don't mix with the figs down below for purposes of trying to mavatl them, because I know for a fact that the figs down below are all chulin. I know for a fact the ones at the top are all truma, and never the twain shall meet or mix. And therefore, explains Rashi, if I were to have, l'moshel, 100 of these chavyasin, 100 barrels, and at each one of them they had such a piha chavyas with figs, and I don't know which one of these barrels has the truma and which one doesn't, I'd say, well, since I got 100, it becomes bottle in 100. Whether you need 100, 101 is not the discussion. There are other Gemaras that talk about that. But the point is, since by truma we learned yesterday becomes bottle in 100, I have 100 of them, so I taka don't know which one of the 100 chavyasin has at the top this truma deposit, but since I got 100, it's mavatl and we're fine, then you don't have to worry about it. But the problem is I don't have 100, I only have 20, I only have 50. So it does not become bottle. So now the question is, can I somehow be able to mavatl these tzias at the top of the barrel so that we should be able to go and have all the Yisraelim and all the Leviim eat from it? Or do I have to say no? I don't know. And we're stuck. It's all truma, and you can only give it and sell it to the Kahanim, which of course would mean that the price would go down. You'd suffer a major financial loss because you have to sell it at truma prices as opposed to chulin prices. So what do I do? So you'll see we have a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and each one of them quotes an earlier Tana, Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rav Meir has a Kabbalah as to what Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua said, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, no, Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua said something different. As we'll see. So Rav Meir Oymer. Rav Lezer Oymer. Royness al yoynes ki ilu hein prudois, vatachtoynois, malois es al yoynes. Rav Lezer is the biggest kula among all of these that we're going to discuss, and Rav Lezer says, since we're talking about Truma Drabanan, And since the top cake happens to be lying on top of all the other ta'anim in the container, I'm happy, says Reb Lezer, to go and view them all as one large, big container full of all of these dried out figs. And if down below, within this same container, we have 100 times as much, then I already have a bittul. To the extent that it's unlikely that in one container down below you'd have 100 times the upper piece, unless, of course, it's a huge container. So Reb Lezer holds fine. Go and take together 2 containers, or 5 containers, or 10 containers. After all, in all the others, there's only one container that has at the top these trumas ketziyos. All the others are chulin. So just take as many containers as you need for this purpose that are collected here together. If 5 of them, if 10 of them, have 100 times the amount of truma in the pi hachovius of one of them, we're done. We're fine. And Reb Lezer says you don't have to go and do anything. We just roynis al yonis kila and prudais. Look at the upper ones as if they're not separate, but rather that they are all cut up together with everything else, and they're all mixed in with everything else, and that's enough to be mala to mavatlet. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer im yesh meya pumam yalud im lav pumen asur. Vashulayim mutar. Rabbi Yeshua says, like we said earlier, this is what Rashi said earlier, that if you have 100 pumen, meaning you have 100 such barrels, and so therefore of the 100, I don't know which one contains the truma at the top, but it's one of the 100, then fine. The 100 will go and be mavatl, that singular truma that you have in one of them, and all the rest of it is anyway mutar. Why is it any mutter? Because I know that it didn't get mixed into the bottom. I know it's floating, so to speak, at the top. So if I have 100 barrels here present, and that's where my shaila lies, so if I have 100, the 100 is going to be mavatl. It has to be 100 barrels because of the 100 pumen, the 100 openings to the barrel where I know the truma lies in one of the 100. So it'll be buckle in the 100. But if you don't have 100, you only have 50. You only have 20. Pumen asurin. All the pumen will be asr. In other words, in this suffix, we don't mean asr, we mean it's really truma, asrly lizar to go and eat. All of those will be suffix truma, and everything down below will be mutter because they didn't mix.
So, but only the cakes at the opening, none of the cakes below the top cake, would any of these barrels are subject to this law of truma. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
They're segregated.
Right, because they don't mix, because they're not like liquid.
Tell, for some reason, somehow you can tell that the upper level is different than all the other levels, and we know that the truma stayed there and didn't go down below.
Okay.
Maybe the container contains in it 20 or 50 such cakes of figs, and I know it's only the top one.
Would they put it back on top? The worker didn't remember which one he put it on.
Exactly. And I know that all the rest on the bottom are definitely chulin. The only one at the very top is only one set or one cake of this truma ketziyos, and it's only in one of them. So if you have 100, it's mavatl. If you only have 1 or 20 or 50, it's not mavatl because they don't have the benefit of the lower ones down below because it didn't mix.
So Rabbi Yeshua is framing it in terms of number of openings with cakes on top.
Exactly.
And Rabbi Lezer is saying it's a total volume, including the certain chulin below.
Exactly.
Okay.
Even though this is it's a royan, because it's logical, it's not logical that it went and mixed in. As you say, it's not a liquid. It's staying there on the top. You can leave it there 100 years. The top ones are not going to go to the bottom. The bottom are not going to go to the top. But he is Mekel, and he says, no. Royan is the energy. You can look at the whole container as one entity, and as long as all those down below, together with any other figs that I need, which are in other barrels right next door, in other words, here in the same...
In the local area?
Yeah, local area. We don't mean from here down to 86th Street, right. Canarsie. We mean here in the same room.
Right, same martif, right?
Exactly. Same martif, same cellar, same store, dining room, whatever it is. You got 10 of these. If all of the pressed figs in all of these 10 together are sufficient to override that truma, in other words, there's 100 times the volume of figs in the containers against that one piv, one opening to one container, and that's already enough, according to the blessed Yeshua. Said, no, there's got to be 100 because they don't mix. So therefore,
the fact pattern isn't parallel. It has to be openings, cakes and openings. That's what he's looking at, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's parallel in the sense that both Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua agree to what the fact pattern was. The question is how, with these facts, you determine the law. Okay. So, Rabbi Yeshua, I don't allow for any mixing of the upper part and the lower part because
he deems them as separate,
totally separate. Exactly. So that's why you have to have 100 of them.
I see.
Because Rabbi Lazar, I'm allowing for the mixing and matching of all of them, even though I know that the ones at top are the Truman, the ones down below I know are Chulin, but that's fine. I'm going to mix and match them nevertheless.
Can you be Shoyl on Truma?
Can you be Shoyl on Truma?
So I made something Truma, and now I made a mistake. I have some, it's whatever, it's inferior.
Okay. Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Meir, and initially he says Rabbi Lezer is the same as Rabbi Meir's Rabbi Yeshua. And he repeats it word for word, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Lezer Aymer, Im Yeshem Kuf Pumin, Yav, as long as you have 100, good. And the Bechuli goes back, like we just had a line ago. So there's no machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Alibad Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda Alibad Rabbi Lezer. It's exactly the same shita. But now it says Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehoshua Aymer, affiliation shloisha meyos pumin. In other words, a huge amount, 300, 1,000. Lo yalu, you cannot go and be malit. Why can't you be malit? After all, I know for sure it's only in one pet. And now you have 300 of them. That's certainly more than 100. Right. And even if it was a kalayim and arlet, it's more than 200. Right. So what's the problem? Ah, because this is Rabbi Shu, is the Tana of litra ketzios. Since at times you sell the ketzios by number and not by cakes or figs. Really? Yeah. There are people that ask from time to time, I don't want a whole cake. I want to have 10. I want to have 20. I want to have 30. And the moicha will oblige and say, okay, fine. That's not the way we normally do things there. In fact, if you don't mind waiting for a moment, because I have 5 customers online, but after I take care of all of them, we'll take care of you, and I'll cut off a few here, and we'll make them, and we'll make, I'll sell you a gift package of 20 nice ones. We'll put a couple of ribbons in to really make it pretty for Thanksgiving for tomorrow. Anyway, all the point of this is, since there are some people that do insist on getting individual figs, individual dried figs, it has now a chashivis of a dovish and a minion, and therefore it does not become bato. Ah, so now we start with our Gemara. Who's the Tan of our Mishnah that says that this loan shor and this goat doesn't become bato? Ah, it's this Tana. In other words, it's Rabbi Yehuda, Alibad Rabbi Yeshua, that even though it's, now we're talking about these dried figs, which 99% of the people would say, come on, of course it becomes bato. You fetch them, you put them into a big cake, you don't individualize. You know, but there are, it's 1% of the population, or at least 10 people in the whole city of New York that insist on equal rights. I want to be able to go and buy the Dominion. That's enough to give them the Cheshivos, and therefore it does not become...
Once they're compressed...
Let's just finish off the Brisa, and then you'll have your question. Now the Brisa continues. What happens, however? Dorsa be'igel ve'ini hedea be'ezem mokum be'igel dorsa. What happens if in a situation with a taka not lying at the pet, at the very opening of these containers, but rather they happen to be somewhere within the container. Oyle tzvoyne to the north, oyle dreymut to the south. Tivya kol yalu, and everybody would agree, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda and Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, that as long as you have enough within the container that would go and be 100 times the amount of the truma, then that's fine. The only reason why we had all of these issues because they were segregated at the very top and they were not mixed in with all the rest. But in fact, if they were mixing with all the rest, then fine, then either in this container or add 3, 5, 10 containers, as long as there are enough figs to be mevatel that small amount of the Trumas Ketzios, 100 times, everybody would agree that it would work. Yeah. Yes, sir.
When a mocher or a supplier presses the figs into a cake, we usually say, Dai to batel etzel kol adam. The fact that he's doing that, and the majority of the world accepts that as the practice for marketing figs, how can somebody's individual kavana go and undermine that to create iser? This is it's not just a kavana; it's a masa. He took and he compressed them into a cake, so they're not spread out individually, but they're already pressed into a cake as a unit.
So the answer to that is that all Isurim min HaTorah is bottled beroiv, achri rabim lahatoyah.
Right.
Any time that we give a shear of 60 or 100 or 200 or whatever the shear is, these are the Rabban. V'heim amru v'heim amru. The Rabbanan said, as a general rule, we will say that something is bottled beroiv, but if it has chashivos, it doesn't become bottled beroiv. The question between all of these Tanoim and Amirah that we're discussing.
Exactly. And who defines it?
Exactly. Okay. How many and how big right, and right. What the situation was. Good. So, bottom line is, somebody stops you in the street and says, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? That says, can you imagine, 1 out of 10,000, all 10,000 Yamusa? I can't believe it. It's incredible. So you go and tell him, either it goes according to Reish Lakish, who said that Kosh Darklim Nishaninov. Yeah, but what are we going to do with our favorite Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan will say it doesn't go according to the mayor, it goes according to this Tana, which is Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Rabbi Yeshua, that says even if you have 300 times as much, or in our Mishnah 10,000 times as much, it does not become.
Bar. It's actually Rabbi Yeshua Aliba Rabbi Yehuda. It's
Rabbi okay, fine, yeah, good, yeah, yeah. Whichever way you like. Yeah. And now we go on to a much easier teretz. Ravashi Amar Afilatei Rabbanan. You can say it even goes to Queen's yeah. Rabbanan of yesterday, the Rabbanan that enumerated the six only items that goes to Ramon Yabadat, because Bali Chaim Chashibu Batli, we're talking about a Groisa Shor Hanisko, even though you have 10,000 others, nevertheless it's a Dover Choshit. Well, Batli it doesn't become Bali. Aha. But why didn't the Rabbanan then say seven? Right. They should have gone say Gezi Ferech, Ramon Yabadat, and a Bal Chai, because the Rabbanan are responding to Remeir. And Remeir is talking about produce. He's saying, if the person has Chavili Tiltzan, these are the peklich of fenugreek, of Kloy HaKerem, they do not become bottle. So the Chum say, you're talking about produce? There are only six products altogether that are so choshev that don't become bottle. Those if you got the nuts that come from Perach, and if you have the pomegranates that come from Badan, all of these things, of course, are inanimate food items. And we're saying about all these, they're so choshev, they don't become bottle. But when you're talking about Bali Chaim, that's not in the realm of what they were discussing. Now you want to talk about animals, where the one animal becomes bottle to other animals. Every animal is a Dover Choshev, a Bali Chaim is Choshev, and therefore, Loi Bati. So that's the Tana of our Mishnah, even according to the Rabbi. Frank Timara. So what's happening over here? We have 10,000 animals standing around, 10,001, and one of them happens to be a bad animal, the Sharnisko, or in the case of the Chomish Chatois Mesois, but all the others are fine. So Frank Timara, I have a good to eitza. The Nimshoich, the Nikrev Chad Minayu. Actually has a slightly different gear, so this Nimshech Chad Chad Minayu Vinakrev. Meaning, why don't we go and take out one animal at a time, open up the corral, take out one of the animals, and now go and be makrev it for a karm. Maybe this is the Sharanisko guy. Says Imar Venema called the parish Meruba parish. We have that famous rule that when you know, exactly. And here we're talking about called the parish. You don't find it in the chanut, you find it in the street, and you don't know whether it came from the kosher establishment, the non-kosher. Kol deparish miru parish. If I'm going to go and take out one of the 10,000, I'll say, certainly it comes from one of the roiv, and the roiv is 10,000 against one. Why should I assume that this is the bad guy? You might as well assume that it's a good one, and bring it as a carbon. So Timara, the Nimshach, you really believe that you can do that? You can't, because since all the 10,000 are collected in one corral, in one place, have the kavua. And once you have a kavua, we call kavua ke machzal machzadami. It's as if they're all standing there bekvias, and therefore it's now 50-50. So any animal that you were to take out from this 10,000 is no longer coming out of roiv, it's coming out of the mechzal machzal. Mechzal machzal is 50-50. 50-50, you're stuck. You can't bring it for a carbon. So I don't even understand what you're asking. Dr. Martin, no, what I meant is, Elenich Mishinu denaidi. You know what we should do is, we should do something to cause them that they should go and spread out. Open up the corral and say, hey, it's lunchtime, everybody, all behemoths, come on. And the behemoths somehow get the message. I guess when they see one or two running out, they'll all start running out.
Maybe put some rods in front of them.
And put some rods, okay. Whatever you think is an acceptable way of encouraging them all to move out of the way. And what's going to happen is, it's no longer going to be a kavua. Now they're all going to be on their own, so to speak. Once they're on their own, the name is called the parish, Meruba parish. And then take one animal at a time and say, this comes from the roiv. They're no longer kavua because they're all dispersed. Mefura no mefoyred ben ha'amim, mefuza mefoyred ben ha'amim. So take one of them and bring it for a carbon, then take a second one and then take a third one. Omer Rav, Rav says, al pisvora, you're 100% right. It's a gezeira. What's the gezeira shem yavoyu yud kehan mebas achas v'yikrovu? What does that mean? That what happens if you have 10 people are going to collect together 10 animals? Now, it's important to tell us that we're talking about 10. We're now falling away from our original 10,000 example of the Mishnah, and we're talking about a situation where, Moshe, we have 19 animals altogether. 19. 10, of course, then would be the minimum to have a roiv. 10 out of the 19, you'd have a majority. Okay, so what happens now? We have over here, the animals are dispersing. People are taking one animal at a time, and they're bringing it into the Beis Hamikdash for a carbon. As they take one at a time, will be yoitze with the called the parish made ruba parish, and therefore we will assume it's one out of the 19, which are all dispersed, and therefore it's no longer kavua. I have every reason to believe that this comes from the rive and be able to bring it for a carbon, and that's what I do. I bring it for a carbon, and we shecht it, and now the blood is inside the mizrak, and this is occurring now 10 times, where each one of the kabbanis was brought in by someone, each one of the animals was brought in by someone for a carbon. Remember, we're talking about that it got mixed into 18 or 19 kosher animals.
Kabbanos.
Thank you. Not just kosher animals, we're talking about kabbanis. So they were kabbanis. I want to bring them for kabbanis. And I bring them one at a time, and everything is fine. But Rava says, you know what might happen? It might be a very busy day that day in the Beis Hamikdash, and you have now 10 kehanim all standing there with their mizrak of blood of 10 animals from that original 19. And the 10 kahanim may decide to do this zrikas adam all at once. And apparently there's enough room around the mizbeach to do that. And Rashi says, the efshel etzamtzem. I guess Rashi means to say, goes according to Mandi Yoma, that you can do things with tzimtzum, because it's a machloikis whether efshel tzamtzum or efshel tzamtzum. So efshel tzamtzum, says Rava, you know what might happen? If all 10 kahanim are going to go and throw the blood all at one time, then presumably, since that's the roiv of the 19, then one of them is going to be the bad guy. It's going to be the Shor HaNiskol, or it's going to be one of the Chomesh Chatoyis Meisais. And therefore you're bringing a bad animal as a carbon. Now let it go and bring a Shor HaNiskol. Shor HaNiskol is not only also for carbon, it's even also the Hadyet. And of the five of the Chatoyis Meisais, also they have to go to Lamisa. You can't go and bring them for a carbon. So therefore, that's the Gezeira Shem Yevoi. Maybe 10 Kahanim will come simultaneously. The Yekrov means that they're going to go and splash the dam all at one time against the Mizbeach.
So goes there in a case like this not to do it simultaneously. When you have a situation like this, don't allow simultaneous zrikos of the karbonos.
The kahana may not even know that these were these dispersed animals. They just know Yankel came online, and Beryl came online, and Shmerel came online, each one bringing an animal. Mm-hmm. What is this? It's for an oila? Okay, fine. So the first Kohen did the first one, the second one did the second one, and each one of them is waiting to go and throw the blood, and now they're all congregating together one time. They're going to go and throw the blood, and that's the problem, because I'm going to have now a situation of one of these animals very likely being the bad guy, the Shor HaNiskol, Chomesh Chatoyis Meisais, and therefore, al tzad kezeira, we won't allow it. Frey Timura, el mayata megisa asira. You're telling me that Megisa means that the sitting in the Mizrak, apparently the word Megisa is an Aramaic term for a Mizrak of Dam, you're telling me that's what's going to make it Asur? What does the Gemara mean? So Rashi explains the following. What's happening is, as you're taking one animal at a time, and you're shechting it for a carbon to Beis Hamikdash, there's nothing wrong with that. Rav agrees, everybody agrees, called a parish, made Ruba parish.
It's kosher.
It's a kosher thing. What's the problem? The problem is, what happens if they're going to delay in the Zrika Saddam? And now 10 Kohanim want to do the Zrika Saddam all simultaneously. And there were 19 animals altogether. Oh, now one of the bloods probably is made Ruba from these 10, which means from the Shor HaNiskol, the Chomesh Chatoyis Meisais. It's basically the Gemara is saying it's like a chozer v'neir. Even though we said that it was kosher until now, because it's called the parish, Meruba parish, but now that I have all the 10 Mizrakim ready to go in terms of the spritzing of the blood, are you going to go and tell me that it's like chozer v'neir, the old Isser that had already been Mavatl, that's going to come up again to haunt us? That's highly unlikely that we make a gezeira because of that possibility. Because Megisa Asira, when now it's in the Mizrak, it becomes also one we already matter it. Says Gemara, you're right. Instead of talking about that at the time of the Zrika Saddam,
By two.
Rather, what Rava was saying, Zeira Shema Yavoyu Yud Kehanim Basachas, and the Kochon, they're going to go and, or just Kehanim Basachas, which means we're not going and talking about that at the time of the Zerik Saddam, we're talking at the time of the original Shechita, that 10 Kehanim are going to, they themselves collect or receive simultaneously 10 animals from outside to be bring for a carbon oiler, and of these 10, since we have Roiv of the 19, we have to be choshed that one of these is the bad guy. So that's what Rav is saying. If we were able to go and take each one on their own separately, and we did that, you know, called the parish, Baruba parish, that would be a great Eitzah, bringing it. But there's a Gzeira that maybe when this were to occur, and we allow all the animals to disperse, 10 people are going to go and collect those animals together and bring them simultaneously to the Beis Hamikdash and give them to the Kohanim to do the Avodah, then the Shechit is going to take place all at one time. So it's not a Chos V'Neir. We never had a situation where we were matter them, because at the moment when they came to the Beis Hamikdash, they were Osir at that time. Don't tell me called Baruch 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 because I have the Roiv here of those 19, and therefore that Roiv probably contains the bad guy, and therefore that's why we can't go and do it. So even in the case where I didn't bring all 10 together, it's a Gezeira Shama Yavoyu, the Asura Kahanu Basachas. Frey Timara, Rava, that's very schwer. The Yichu Basura Kahanu Basachas, me Efsher. Are you telling me that this is even on the radar screen? Is this logical? After all, we're talking about 19 animals of now are all scattered and have all dispersed, and you're telling me that 10 of them are all going to be captured simultaneously and slept into the Beis Hamikdash? Come on, that's...
And shachted and Mekabel Saddam simultaneously.
Exactly. That's
it's a Torah Shlo Shriach.
Exactly. So, because something like that, I shouldn't have to be grazed. Says Yimari, you're right. Elo Merova, forget about those two gezeiros that I spoke about. A new gezeira. Gezeira Mishum Kavua. What's Gezeira Mishum Kavua? We go back to the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara said that if they have to be Kavua, Kol Kavua Kemech Tal Mechzadam. So, I have a good answer. Nichbashinu Denaydi. Let's go and shoo them all out and tell them, animals, run for your lives. Go and run in all directions. That would taka work, says Rava. May Ikr Hadin. But the gezeira that you're going to have a person who's not such a great Satamid Hochem, and he's not going to know to go and tell them all to scatter. He'll say, well, if I'm going to tell them all to disperse, you know how difficult it will be to go and get them back together and bring them for Kavanis. Let's go and do it like now. Well, but does it really matter if they're in one corral at one time or they're dispersed all over? Obviously, it's much easier to go and take them straight from the Kavua. So, Gzeira, that somebody's going to make that mistake and we'll think that just like we can matter all these animals by dispersing them, we can be matter even in the form of kavua, and there certainly you can't, because kol kavua ke mechzal mechzadam. With this, we have concluded this whole discussion. You can go and put two dots over here, and bottom line is, we have now addressed the question, who is the Mandi Omer of our Mishnah, either according to Reish Lakish, it's Rameir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the Rabbi Yehuda Aliba de Rabbi Yeshua, and according to the final Mandi Omer, Rav Ashi, Bali Chaim Cheshivol, Bali, everybody agrees they do not become Bakal. So we have a few Mahalchim of why the Tanakam in our Mishnah, why the Tan of our Mishnah says they don't become Bakal. But now Rava goes to the next step. Omer Rava, Hashvi Omer Rabbana Loi Nakriv. Now that we have concluded, according to whoever the Mandi Omer is, that you cannot bring these 10,000 or these 19 or whatever Kaban is, a Nakriv Loi Meratzi. Even B'diyevet, it's not going to be good. In other words, you have these 100, 10,000, whatever Kabbalists that had this one Shor Niskel, and the Kahanim didn't learn Amisha, they didn't learn the Rambam, they didn't know the Halacha, and they started bringing each one of these Kabbalists, and each one they're having a mind for Yankel who wants to bring an Oyla, and for Beryl who wants to bring an Oyla, and for Shemer who wants to bring an Oyla, and so on and so forth. And after that we tell them, Chevra, there was one Shor Niskel there, did you realize that? Yeah, but we thought it becomes Batel. It did not become Batel. And not only that, all of these Kabbalists are all possible, no good. Yankel, Beryl, and Shmuel are going to have to bring brand new korbanos. Okay, so it becomes butler is no good and no good. Not only the chatchel no good, but even the diyel no good. Frank, the one Eisver Rav Huna Bar Yehuda the Rava, Rava's with the Bal Memra here. Chatos shenis arbi oylu yoli shenis arbi chatos. And for the achas beribo yamusu, chatos gets mixed to an oil and oil gets mixed to an chatos. We're stuck. They all go lemisa. Now for one second,
teva, so it must be nasi. Saranasi or something?
Okay, so yeah, we're talking about a case that in fact it was fine. But now the question is, you'll see in a moment, the question is not a question, but we'll get that back in a moment. Back when we learned this Mishnah in Daf Ayin and Midbeis, the Mishnah said, what happens if it didn't get mixed in with a Shor HaNiskel, but you had Kodshim B'Kodshim, Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, at the top, Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. What happens if you have Kodshim B'Kodshim, Min B'She'enoi Minoi? You have a Chattis Medon Oilu and Oshim, whatever, they all get mixed up. Yeru Achi Estavu, V'Yovi B'Demei Yofashim B'Hem, Min Zeh, B'Demei Yofashim Min Zeh. If I have my Chattis and Oilu get mixed together, you know what I do? Get an appraiser, figure out how much each is worth, wait until they get their mum, because until their mum, they still have the Kedusha Saguf, get a mum, we're going to be pointing to them, we'll figure out, oh, one of the two animals is worth $300, the other worth $200, I'm going to get $500 upon the sale. So I have to bring now brand new animals, one an oiler and one a shlamim, each one I'm going to have to go and pay for each one of them $300. And the after the Moisei base, I'm going to lose out $100 because I should have been more careful in designating each one and putting in a separate corral and not allowing them to mix and match. Okay. That does not what it says over here. So the afila achad bariba yimusu. It's soisra mishnah. Says Rashi, we're talking about the chatas ha'oif and the oilas ha'oif. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we go back to the previous parak. Everybody likes to talk about chatas ha'oif and oilas ha'oif. And as you'll see in a moment, we're going to quote a Mishnah from our favorite Mesechta, Mesechtes Kinem. Ah, so what happens over here? Chatzis Oif got mixed in with Oif. Can Chatzis Oif and Oif's Oif get mixed in together?
No problem at all.
Okay, so that answers your question. Yeah. Right?
And there, I don't think there's a
Chatzis
Oif
and Oif's Oif.
There's no Chatzis Oif and Oif's Oif.
Ola is always a Zachar, right, no, except for...
I know, but by birds, there's no...
Exactly, but I didn't know that we're talking
about... Identifies either gender, it's no problem.
So Rashi, immediately when we start with the Chatzis Oif, says, we're talking about oifis, we're not talking about payments, as you'll see momentarily. So you have the chatas and arba oif, but oif and arba chatas, and oilas oif, and the chatas oif. What's the difference between the chatas oif and oilas oif in terms of the avoid and the base migdash? Forget about the avdil. Let's just get the
ayin and lamata.
Exactly. These are lamal, these are lamata. So what happens now? You got a chatas mixed in with the oil, but oilas and arba feel achas bariboy, even in 1 in 10,000, yomusu. You cannot go and bring it, because I cannot bring it as an oiler. Maybe it's a chattis. I can't bring it as a chattis. Maybe it's an oiler. And there are major differences, like lamata and lamala. So therefore, don't bring any of them, all your musa.
We learned you can bring an oiler as a chattis before we learned an
oiler. You can bring an oiler. Well, let's talk about that in a moment. So the Wali Yomar says, your musa kulan, right? If he did multiple things, then you can transform, go to one madiyama, very good. Yeah, Bill, you're cooking with gas. But in the meantime, the Mishnah said, the medvar mamurim.
Nimshach es the
right, it's nimshach, exactly. So the Gemara, medvar mamurim, bekoyin nimlach. If the koyin has brains and he knows Masechtas Kinim, or at least he knows the daf ayin gimel Masechtas Vachim, he will know that if you ask the question, they'll tell you, if you're not sure with the chatas oif and oilas oif, don't bring it, because I don't know which one is which. What happens if he doesn't ask for your opinion? And he brought all 10,000, or whatever the number was, and he brought them all the mala. So which ones, of course, are going to be kosher?
Only the
oilers. What about the chatois?
They're
apostle. If he did all of them the mala, he had 10,000 of them. Some were oilers, some were shlomim, some were chatas. We're assuming there was 50-50. Half of them will be kosher, half of them will be apostle, and then we'll tell whoever owns all of these kabbanis, all of these oifois.
Pay up for the other half.
We're going to have to, the half that is possible, you're going to have to buy brand new
replacements.
Replacements. And the same thing applies to the mat, mechza kosher, mechza apostle. Same thing. Achas the mat, the achas the mali, you take all 10,000, 5,000, you do the mat, and 5,000, you do the mala. Shneim shul, everything is possible. Shani oimer, chatas kareva lamala, ba'oila kareva lamata. And since you mixed it up, that even b'dievet is possible. So what is the kasha according to Rava? We started off, chatas and sharv ba'oila, afil achas bariba yemusa kula, which was the halach of our Mishnah by the behemoth, right? The first case with the shor hanisko, chomet chatois meisos, yemusa kula. What did Rava say a moment ago? Hash the Amri Rav Le'Nakrav Inakrav Le'Maratzi. If you b'dievad woman, we brought the carbon, it's no good. So we should go and say about all these 10,000 foigelach that you brought, Lamalu, lamata, all lamalu, all lamata. By definition, they're all going to be parceled and not merata. That's the loch of our Mishnah that Rava said, and that's the loch of that price of that Mishnah Maseches Kinah. That if it's achas bariba yemusa kulam, not only lechatkala but even b'diavad. And yet he says b'diavad, if you put them all lamala, half of them are kosher. None of them should be kosher because yemusa kulam, says Rava. Hashem rabbanu le nakrevi nakrevi le merati. It's a shvera kasher Rava. There's a fundamental machlokes that we have in Shas when it comes to karbanos. There are some mandiyama that hold balechaim is nidche, and some hold balechaim is ain't nidche. What it means, balechaim nidche or not nidche? Balechaim nidche means once you say that it's possible forever. You can't go and remedy it. It's done. It's nidche. That's how Rava holds. Rava says once we decide yimusa kulam, all these balechaim are nidochim. You push them through the exit door and you tell them, Chevra, none of these can be brought for kabbanis anymore. They're nidcha forever. The other man, the Yama, says, no, balechaim and nidochim. They have a cheshivas. This is a chabal chai. So even though temporarily don't use it, b'diavad, if you did use it, what's the din? Then, mechza kosher, mechza potl, if you did all them lamal, if you did all them lamal, like we said. Oh, so that's the machlokes. Rav said, don't ask a kash on me. I paskin, I hold like the man, the Yama that holds. Balechaim nidochim. That's why you have no good. That Mishnah holds balechaim nidochim. Freiti mora. But what's the din by shchutin? Hari shchutin kol yalmi nidochim. If it's really geshochten, everybody agrees it's nidcha because it doesn't have that chashivas of balechaim. Utanan, and we learned vayta. What did we learn? Reb Leza oimim karva roishel echem mihem yikru b'kala roshim. What is this all about? You have a bunch of karbanos where among the karbanos one of them was a posel karban. The Moshe Rashi says it was a balmum. Can you bring a balmum for a carbon? No. Chulim. And this balmum got mixed in with other animals. All of them were geshachten. And now we realize, oy, 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 which one is the balmum? Let's get that out of here. That's the tray. That's no good. Sorry. It's all mixed together in the basement b'chaim. And there were, let's say, 50 of these karbanis. And each one of them, of course, the animal had a head. I mean, it has to be a... If it didn't have a head, it would certainly be possible.
There's no ba'amun bigger than that.
Exactly. So what happens now? In Karev Aroishel Echamehem, what happens if one of the 50 heads were already put on the maracha on the, for instance, all the oilish mushal, you put it on top of the maracha, what happens with all the others? Yikrevu kol ha-roshim, then go and be makrev ul. How can it be makrev ul ha-roshim? Since had somebody asked me, after all these 50 got mixed together, they're all already shchutin, they're all geshachtin. So kuli alma, everybody holds nidachin. So even though karav roshel echad mehen, we should say like Rava says, sorry, they're not meratza. Take, not only take that one off, or maybe im olu lo yered, depending on the outside, inside, but forget about that. But all the others take the basis reifah, the basis deshin. What are you putting them, yikrim ukol roshim? Is the chayra shver? Everybody holds shchutim is nidachin. Everything more of this, Rabbi Lezer, you're referring to who the Amr Kachana Mitzri. Kachana Mitzri is a lone soldier in all of this. In other words, he's a das yochid. The tiny Kachana Mitzri Yomafel Dam Bekoyis Maybe Chaveri Umezaviglay. What is this all about? In Masechtas Yuma, we learned, as we all know, that on Yom Kippur you have to go and bring two seirim, and you put a goyrel on the two seirim. One seir is going to be Lashem for a carbon. One's going to be Lazazel, the seir of Mishtolech, that you're going to go and send away. The seir of Lazazel. What happens if the koyrel, by the seir of Mishtolech, is supposed to wait until all of the avoides are done that day? The koyrel is metipar and metisoyer. Once you're done with all of that, now the Kohen Gadol says, what's next on the line? We're now at the end of the line, we're taking the seir of Mishtolech, we're going to go and send it Lazazel. Okay. What happens if, in the middle of the avoida of the Sor Lashem, we hear the very disturbing news that the Sor Lazozel unfortunately died? Oy, what do we do now? So most of the Tanoim hold, we're going to have to go and start from scratch. Because these two are brought like a pair, even though they're brought for totally different purposes. This one is a Sor Lashem, a regular carbon, this is Sor Lazozel. But you can't bring the Sor Lashem as long as the Sor Lazozel is dead. So, since the trader requires Geirolais, go and take
a brand new pair.
And even if let's say the dam is already Bekois, in other words, you've already shechted the first carbon, and you're ready to go and do the Hazoy Sadam, Lefnai Lefnim, etc., even if you've done some of it, however, as a result of the Pigering, because the Sarim Mishleach died, You got to start from square one.
Disconnect, start over.
Start over. Chon Mitzri says, no, I respectfully disagree. Even if the first Sora Mishtalech died, and you go and choose a new one, you don't have to choose two new ones. The one that you brought, the Sora Hashem, wherever you're holding, is still fine. Just freeze it in place for a moment, quickly bring another Sora, say, oh, we designate this new Sora to be the Sora Mishtalech, you don't need a Goyer, Goyer is not Ma'akiv, and we will then continue to bring that Kois thereafter. How can you bring that Kois? As long as there was no Sora Mishtalech, this Kois was Nidche. You could not continue the Avodah. We tell them, freeze. Don't you have to go and make sure that the blood doesn't coagulate.
Keep stirring it.
Keep on stirring it, but you can't bring it now, so it becomes temporarily Nidche. Nevertheless, Chon Mitzri said, but you can go and be Chozer V'Neir, you can go and wake it up again and continue the Avodah as soon as you bring the Sora Mishtalech. See, he obviously doesn't hold that Shchutim Nidochim. Ah, since he doesn't hold Shchutim Nidochim, that's Rebbe Lezer holds that same view. That even though we've already Gishochtim all these animals, and we already put one Roish on top of the Mizbeach, if it wasn't Chon Mitzri, we'd go and say, take the rest and throw them out in the Beis HaDeshen. Go and throw them out and burn them all and get rid of them because it's all
worthless.
All worthless. Chon Mitzri says, no, no, no. Even Shchutim Ein Nidochim, and that's why you can go and use the Dam Bekos on Yom Kippur, and that's why Reb Lezer holds that once you already brought one of them, then you can bring all the rest, and you don't have to worry about the Shchutim Nidochim. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Isai, to be continuing Mi Hashem tomorrow.